Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. It took a precise 79-yard drive. Cooper Kupp's 1-yard touchdown reception with a minute 25 remaining for a 23-20 victory.
Damn.
Tight one.
Cincinnati Damn. Bengals. Give us another, and then, you know, a minute 25. That's enough time to get down and score a touchdown and then go the other way.
Exactly.
If it's Patrick Mahomes, it's time to score a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, seriously. And Miss Burrows has done this too. So the game was not over. I mean, I had no real personal investment in the game. I was rooting for the Bengals, but I was happy for the Rams. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I did not care.
Yeah. I really just wanted the Bengals to win. It was just a good story and everything. I'm like, oh, I want to go with that.
Yeah, you know? They're both good stories. That's the thing. They're both good stories.
Yeah.
Especially the guy who's been like in Detroit.
I know.
It's like a death sentence. Like, poor Barry Sanders. The greatest running back in the history of the game and never won a Super Bowl. Thank you, Detroit.
This is the game you want if you don't have a team in it. You just want a close one where, like, anyone could win at the end.
Yeah.
Enjoyable throughout.
The problem that this Super Bowl had going in is it had six awesome playoff games. And Tom Brady retiring before the game. Like, there was so much drama. You know, like, if you're planning the game, you know, if you're like with the NFL, I don't know, what do we do now? Let's see. It's almost like they drew up a script. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a key player from the favored team go down with an injury. Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. All right.
Boom. Done.
So he goes down with an injury. And then let's see. We'll have, quarterback limps off to the sideline. Yes.
Burrows,
okay.
Yes,
yeah. Right. Yeah. No, we'll have the Rams quarterback limp off to the sidelines. Right.
The drama.
And then we'll have the other quarterback scream in pain.
Wincing, screaming in pain.
And then to begin the second, we'll have the underdog score immediately and then intercept the ball and a 10-point switch in the first few seconds of the second.
That was amazing.
That's going to really get people. All right, now we're. It's still. It was almost like, wow, well, we've seen all this.
Right.
We've seen it all.
Right.
You're not pulling me in here.
There was a missed face mask on that score, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was brutal.
That was awesome.
And then we'll cap it off with a 79-yard drive.
Okay.
Action.
Yeah, it was, there was a lot there to be excited about, but I just couldn't emotionally get bonkers about it. You know?
I mean, to tell the scripted, you had The Rock, talking right before it.
Yes.
What was that? Let's have a wrestler talk first.
No, but the weirdest part was they have him talking about finally it's here, and I'm thinking to myself, shut up, and it will be.
You're just delaying it.
You're keeping it.
Yeah.
From happening right now.
Right. You're blocking.
Oh, there was too many commercial breaks. Like, okay, right by. We're going to come back with, America the Beautiful.
And then this.
Okay, now we're going to come back with the national anthem.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to come back with the coin toss. They did that twice.
Right.
Okay.
Before
they bring everybody
King.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
They bring everybody out. Okay, they're ready for the coin toss. Let's go to commercial. I'm like, wait, really?
Right. Then they had Billie Jean King talking for a while.
Oh, shut her up.
Oh.
Oh, well, I take that coin and throw it at her now. Because I lost a bet. Nothing against Billie Jean King.
But I don't have any goals over here.
Yeah.
I feel like every year I'm annoyed at how much stuff happens before the game starts. But I did feel like this year it was twice as long. It's like, just start the game.
It did take forever, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have to jam in as many commercials as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock thing was so unnecessary. Here's the thing that The Rock should worry about now. Because he's cool. Everybody likes him.
It's hard
for America to agree on something. Like, everybody's like, yeah, The Rock's cool.
You can't go wrong with The
He's
Rock.
He's getting to that point now where it's like, okay,
oversaturation.
Enough.
I have rocks at home. Good.
Right.
He's got to have rocks at home.
He's got to say no. I got rocks in my head. He's got to say no to some stuff now.
Yeah, really.
It's too much. Like, you can't. He's on SportsCenter. He's not. Like, you can't follow any Instagram site without, like, hey, look what The Rock did. And those arms. Okay. No one's going to ask him about steroids. I mean, I won't.
Seriously.
But.
That's roids. Big time.
That's not natural.
They were the size of my waist.
That's big.
That's huge.
After your Super Bowl feast.
After having garbage bread or whatever that is.
Jesus. Those arms. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't mind The Rock. I think I was the only one. I liked it.
Oh, no, I like him.
Just get off the field.
But he's also saying, finally, it's here. And he keeps talking.
For three.
Finally. I'm like, do you realize you're the one keeping us from it finally happening? If you would finally stop talking.
Right. If you finally get the field,
just
you finally
shut
play.
Up.
Shut up, Rock.
I wonder how many millions of dollars he got paid for 30 seconds?
Soon as I saw his face, I'm like, because they come back from commercial. I'm like, all right, finally a kickoff. And I see his face. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? Another thing to wait through.
Yeah, he talked for almost 2 minutes.
I half expected like another wrestler to like interrupt him mid-speech and be like, oh, I'm
That's
not
right,
done
brother.
Yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to hit him with a chair.
I thought he was a statue the way we came out of commercials and he was like standing all weird.
But shouldn't somebody ask the question like, so Rock, steroids?
Yeah, let's just run a quick drug test on you.
Yeah. Because, listen, if he's not, shouldn't he be studied by science?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what did his mother do when she was pregnant?
Yeah,
with
seriously.
Him?
If not, I want
what
some of that.
What did she eat? Did she live near a radioactive power plant with
right.
a leak?
Right.
What happened? Like, we should know these things.
Was she bitten by a spider? She come from Krypton. Did a rock hit her from space?
What happened?
Space rock.
We should know. I don't care. You want to use steroids? Fine, but we should know. Because if you don't use steroids, we need to know
how you did that.
What's going on?
What did you do?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, congratulations to the Rams.
Yep.
Here they are presented with the Super Bowl trophy.
Another inning fit for Hollywood. Congratulations. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is staying in Rams' house.
World champs, baby!
Sean McVay, coach of the Super Bowl champions.
Staying in Rams' house.
What does that mean?
I think he meant to say the Rams' house.
Staying in Rams'
Because they're playing
house.
In their stadium.
Yeah.
He's staying in Rams' house.
I thought it was something that was a saying that I missed. Like, Rams house.
Right. If it is, he definitely didn't say it right anyway.
This be Rams house. Yeah, it sounded awkward.
It was.
It did. Mm.
That trophy looks light. I always pictured it being heavy. This is the first year that I was like, oh, that appears to be light.
I mean, they flung it from boat to boat last year.
That's true.
So it can't be that heavy.
You're I remember right. them talking about the weight after that. It is 107.3 ounces, about 7 pounds.
Okay. That's flingable.
You know, it'd be funny is if Tom Brady, like this 7 pound one, I'm going to replace it with this 107 pound one.
Right. Just because.
Yeah, he puts a hole in the boat behind him.
Watch this.
Gronk, no swim.
Gronk actually made of sugar. Ah, I'm melting.
Cooper Kupp humbly accepts the MVP award.
I don't feel deserving of this. God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around, for the coaches, for my family. Just
somebody won the God thing, right?
Somebody what?
What was it that he said first? Because this was one of the prop bets. Who
oh, right.
does he thank first?
Specifically, I think it was the coaches.
Yeah,
it sounded
so his
like.
Team.
He said the guys,
the guys.
So I don't know if that counts as my teammates or if you have to say that specifically.
Or some guys he met at a rest stop somewhere.
God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around.
For the guys I get to be around. Yeah, so I'm assuming that means his teammates?
Boy, is that an argument.
To be around for the coaches.
Coaches are the first people that he actually mentions.
So that's team, though, right?
That would be team. I'm assuming, but it's an assumption. I have no idea.
Big lightning bolt comes from those guys.
So what does he get? He gets...
You should get a vehicle, right?
Maybe a bonus, but I think he gets
probably a bonus.
Chevy truck?
He was just a truck, yeah.
They should give those giant football players like one of those little tiny smart cars.
That'd be cool. That'd be funny.
Make them drive off of it.
Yep.
Put your helmet on and get in. And if you could drive off the field, then you get to keep it.
We'll give you a bigger one.
The Rams fans, they took no time wrecking their city.
Yep.
It's weird. They're acting like they actually had a team for a long time. They've only had a team for 6 years. Let's burn down the city. We won a championship.
And they've barely showed up for them, too. The home games are brutal.
The LAPD declared an unlawful assembly last night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Why do that?
The celebration turned chaotic near 11th and Hope Streets, where fans lit fireworks inside a city bus and festooned on the outside with graffiti.
That's so stupid. We won. We're so happy. Let's destroy the place.
That's what the Eagles do.
That's dumb.
They love the. They take great pride in wrecking their city.
That's why it's always new. They wreck it a couple of years.
Like, come on, son. We're going to go out and wreck the city.
I have wrecked the city before. Your grandfather. You're going to wreck with me now.
Yeah.
Family tradition.
Dad, the expression is you paint the town red.
Yeah.
It was just an expression.
And destroy it. Yeah. That set on fire, make it red.
Yeah. The hard part for city officials this morning will be determining what was done last night by the Rams fans and what was destroyed before the game.
Right. Because ascertain.
That's one of the montages I wanted to see because they were running these like, hey, beautiful LA. Oh, you're missing a lot here.
Yep.
There's homeless camps right in downtown. Like, unbelievable.
It's shot.
Nice sections of the city, burnt out. But like it looks like a third world, you know. Where was all that? They didn't show any of that.
Of course not. Tourism.
And then this guy, total loser. Let's all weigh in on this. Rams safety Taylor Rapp proposes to his girlfriend after Super Bowl 2022 when he does it on the field.
Oh. You're kind of taking a shine off the apple for the rest of the team. It's like,
oh, that's cute.
Cute.
I like that.
It's not about you.
It's about me.
Right.
Seizing the opportunity.
I see that. I'm like, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I like
opportunist.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
It's like everyone's like, we won the Super Bowl. I'm going to propose. Oh, now we have to congratulate you.
Right. Oh, good.
Don't we?
Look, what all the cameras going towards you now.
Does that happen if they lose?
No.
No. You can't.
So that's what takes it away. Is like I feel like that question lingers. Like right now they're happy, good for them, awesome. But I feel like that's a question. And so it's like obviously you had the ring with you. If you lost the game, was this still going to happen?
Not you that can't. Day.
Yes, you can. I think you can work.
It's still going to happen, but not that day.
Right? They'd find something else.
You can work and say, I may have lost the game, but I don't want to lose you. I love you. Will you marry me? Boom.
I want to vomit.
Thank you.
We have the football couple on now.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we want to talk to first? The winner or the loser?
Let's go to the loser first. All right.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. We have Kathy.
Long night.
Yeah, long night. So Kathy is a lifelong Bengals fan, and Joe, her husband, is a lifelong Rams fan.
Correct.
You guys had
and
a bet.
I was partying hard since Saturday night. Like, I went to Daughtry, placed bets at Mohegan, and the beginning of the game was so exciting. I thought, you know, I was real confident, and Joe kept saying, you need to go get another drink. You need to go get another drink.
Beginning of that second half, he must have been worried.
Yep. Sweating.
No, I wasn't worried.
No, not you, Joe.
Him.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to ask him about that. Right, but I was asked to watch the last 2 minutes in another room.
Can you leave, please?
Wow.
Yeah.
Banished.
Joe, why did you want her to go into another room?
Well, she was just going down and down, and further Dave got, more drinks she got in her. It was getting a little crazy.
Now, when you say down and down, what do you mean?
Like crazy good, or?
Well, she was getting a little more buzz, a little more buzz, and a little more mouthy, and, you know, carrying on, and, you know, I'm just sitting back chilling, waiting for the Rams to come back and finish it off, and that's what happened.
And was she in the room when the Rams had that touchdown?
Yeah, she was in the room, complaining about calls that weren't there, you know.
Never mind, they were, though.
There was a call that there was a holding.
There was a few. They weren't calling anything in that game, really. There was a lot of calls they didn't call. Just let them play, I think.
No, but the holding call that they called that gave the Rams a new set of downs, really not a hold.
Exactly.
They grabbed the shirt.
Yeah.
And he got away with that face mask on Jalen. Anyway,
yeah, that was
on that touchdown. Yeah, so that was
pretty egregious.
That was. His whole swipe head and a just grab. Went, what? More of a swipe than a grab.
Yeah.
I will say, I said on Friday, a lot of our losses were by three.
And they were.
Mm.
You were wrong there.
I tell you what, I didn't expect the Bengals to give the Rams that much of a game, but they gave them a game.
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew we would.
Is she still drunk?
I mean, it is very early.
I'm still in the other room.
Okay. I can't find a door.
How long have you guys been together?
This year will be 30 years.
30 years.
Way to go.
And
this is the first time they've been together in the Super Bowl.
Right. It's amazing. Like, you never think that's going to happen.
No.
So you never think someone would be married for 30 years, I know.
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Both.
Yeah, the game's totally different, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Look, my Joe, it's, you know, relationships change all the time. They're always morphing. Like, he had hair 30 years ago, and I had much less weight. But my Joe is an amazing guy. He's a Navy vet. He's a hard worker.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
He's a really, really great guy. We all have our flaws, but we're in love. Right, baby?
Yep, she's still drunk.
She is.
I love you. Moo,
he
moo,
didn't
moo,
say
moo.
Yes.
I love you. Yep, mushy, mushy.
Joe's face is covered in lipstick right now.
Right, baby?
I paid the invoice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
You guys had a an adult bet where the loser would have to take a knee. Boy, that happened after the game.
That's a win-win either way, though.
Right. Yeah.
It is a win-win. Everybody wins.
I was like, okay, which leg do you want me to amputate?
I'm going to take a knee. Which one don't you want? I'm going to make a sandwich out of it.
Well, we made it through, and strength of our relationship.
Yeah.
And it's funny, during the game.
I'm going to get papers today.
What's that now?
And I don't think I'm going to get divorce papers today, so I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, it's just too hungover to drive right now.
definitely. I called out.
Oh, good for you. What do you do?
It should be a holiday anyway.
Brain surgeon.
I run a real estate office, but I'm not an agent. I'm the Aaron Brockovich of agents.
Nice.
I work for him, but I don't want to be one.
Badass.
Yeah, let them go find their own way today. Screw it.
Yeah, really. And Joe is a mechanic, a real good one.
Okay, and you're both not going in.
He's leaving right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So he's dedicated. Got to fix those cars.
Yeah.
He's going to go to work and be like, hey, did you see my team win?
Yeah, he's got to go brag. He's got to go brag with the boys.
You do have to kind of.
He's got to brag with the boys, yeah.
Yeah. Bask in the glory.
Yeah, that's all been done at the house already, so.
That's right.
He's got to go out and do it.
And then at my job, they'll be like, yeah, we didn't expect to see her today.
They know you.
They'll just be thankful there wasn't a Bengals shirt on you for one day, one time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've wore Bengals stuff to work every day since before the Raiders game.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of Bengals stuff, and my bosses are cool. So.
Joe, cool. Where are you a mechanic?
For the state.
Oh, oh, good for you.
He fixes things for the state.
Good.
Yes.
I'll fix you.
All right, well, perfect. Well, congratulations to you, Joe.
Thank you.
Kathy, better luck next time. But
and you're a good
like
sport.
You're a person of your word. You yep. made good on your bet already.
That's right. We're all good. And I'm real proud of my team. They did very, very well.
You should be. There were no losers
last night.
I've got
nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
And she needs a nap.
And some Advil.
Right. Drink lots of water.
And an ice pack.
I might miss the rest of your show.
Lots of water.
I'll watch the podcast.
All right. All right.
I'll be listening.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Joe. Ed in Monroe.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hello.
Well, I have gauze in my mouth, but besides that, fine.
He's selling a bet.
Thank you, coin toss. What? Sorry. Yeah, so you're on.
Yeah, just got to love the... I'm prejudiced, though. I got to love the Jim Carrey one. That's my mother-in-law's charge of putting that together.
Oh, the cable guy.
Wait, your mother-in-law was in charge of putting that together?
Yeah, she's the executive vice president of the ad agency that puts a lot of commercials together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she had to sign up Jim Carrey, and you know, she got to be on the set with him. She's done that a lot of times for a lot of different commercials.
Oh, wow. How was he on the set?
She likes him.
It's not convincing.
She doesn't give a lot of details. She's kind of like, yeah, she won't tell us a lot of stuff a lot of times, but yeah.
Wow. How much was the ad budget for that?
She never gives us any of her business details.
She's very secretive.
Get drunk one night.
What are some of the other commercials she was involved in that we would know?
She did all the George Clooney ones with Nespresso. She does all the L'Oreal stuff, the Verizon stuff.
Wow.
Wow.
Big time.
She gets to hang out with J-Lo and Beyonce a few times.
Stop.
She did the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
Wow.
Yeah, I lucked out when we got married.
And her number is...
That's what sealed the deal, huh?
Yeah, I'm just... I'm thinking her Super Bowl spread would win.
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, we get a lot of likes on both Instagram and Facebook.
Where did you guys watch the game?
I was home. Yeah, mother... She's... Right now, she's down in Florida. She's actually starting... She announced this year that she's got to retire finally, so she's cutting back. That was her last, like, really, really big eight.
Oh, wow. What a cool way to go out.
Seriously. Congratulations.
Jim Carrey doing a cable guy spoof.
High note.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, when we got married, actually, our anniversary of our engagement was 13 years ago. But, yeah, when we got married, she was like, wow, well, that's, like, really cool job, lady.
Wait, you proposed to her on the Super Bowl weekend?
No, 13 years ago? No, that was that Valentine's Day was...
Valentine's Day.
Well done.
Oh.
Like a steak.
Hey. Gotcha.
Yeah, when she started telling me what her mom did after we got, it's like, wow.
That pushed the date up. Gotta seal this one.
What was that wedding like? Did you have any, you know, was it a little bit cooler than like a normal wedding?
No, it was just a normal wedding. Yeah, we put it together ourselves. You know, we didn't hit up mom-in-law for money or anything.
That's cool.
Really? She gave a good check at the end or what?
Good for you. AJ wants to know what kind of gift she gave you.
Way too much.
Okay, cool. Wow. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as way too much. It's a thank you very, very much.
Way too much.
Yeah, like the house we got now. Yeah, it's like, what?
Really?
She gave you a house?
No.
No, I think you... What?
Oh, wow.
She did?
She gave you a house.
Yes.
Well.
Wow.
And this is from the guy that grew up in, like, the projects in Bridgeport. So, yeah. It's
that's
like,
nice.
What?
Oh, man.
You have the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Sounds like you just...
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Like, tell you a story, sit right there, tell you how I became the prince of what town you're living in.
She's one of those ladies that did it herself. She emigrated from Algeria. You know, she came over on the boat with her brothers and built herself up from nothing.
Nice. Wow.
Incredible. Wow.
That's a movie.
Impressive, that's great. Yes.
I would watch that.
It's a real movie, yes.
Wow. Well, you sound like a great guy. Like this, you're deserving of these blessings.
Right, of these riches bestowed upon you.
I call them blessings. AJ's like, riches.
Riches.
Riches. They're riches, bitches. I'm rich, bitch. All right, Ed. That's going to be my vote now for favorite commercial.
Yes.
I'm going to switch mine.
Yep.
Ed and Monroe, thank you, brother.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Meet you, man.
Thank you. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. I lost the coin toss bet that I had with AJ. And so now I have a mouthful of gauze until 8 o'clock.
Yes.
21 minutes.
Yep. Doing good.
I'll accept houses for my wedding gift.
You're doing
well.
Good.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
How about an outhouse? That work for you?
A house.
That's still a house.
A house.
A house.
You get the house. Look at you, the house.
And then what a story. She immigrated over with nothing.
Right.
Incredible.
Great story.
Yes.
I did like that commercial before he called it out. I did. I mean, honestly, every time I see Jim Carrey.
It did stick out, yeah.
I'm going to be happy.
Cable guy.
Yeah.
He was great in it.
Mm.
In the commercial, you know, it's like so great.
I heard rumblings is going to be a new. I heard rumblings is going to be a new Cable Guy movie. With Jim Carrey.
He should have another go around.
I think so.
He got into painting and like kind of like just went away from the acting thing for a while. Yeah. He's been painting a lot.
He makes so much money.
Like houses or?
No, like art.
Hey, is that Jim Carrey?
That guy on the ladder looks like Jim Carrey. Painting guy! Just when he did a bathroom, looks awesome. It's amazing.
So I'm going to switch my favorite commercial now to that one.
Verizon.
But before that one, I was going to pick the Pringles commercial.
Yes!
With the stuck in a hand?
Yeah. So it opens with the kid getting his hand stuck in a Pringles can and he can't get it off. And then you see him go through life with the Pringle can stuck.
Even to death.
And they're playing Lionel Richie's Stuck on You in the background.
Yep.
There goes his hand. Uh-oh.
One chip.
That's like his first day, then married, and he's eating wedding cake off the Pringles
that
can.
I laughed out loud at that image.
My favorite part was he's in the casket.
Yeah, with the can.
At the end of his life, you know, he's still got the can on there.
Yep.
He's holding the baby in the hospital with the can.
Right, that's right. The can never got like it still looks brand new.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, good for him. He kept that can in good condition.
He really did.
They could have really gotten
took care of his can.
Kind
of
grody with that, like you know, him in the shower, like oh, I dropped the soap. You know,
yeah.
They could have really taken a lot of turns with that. It was a very heartfelt way that they did it. It was still funny.
Yeah, you know, wiping yourself after going to the bathroom.
I knew you were gonna have that.
Of course.
Someone had to. We were all thinking.
What was your favorite, AJ?
My favorite was FTX with Larry David. That was just great. All the different inventions through time. I was like, nah, I don't like it. I just loved that one.
Yeah. It took me like one or two of those to make me realize, oh, that's Larry David.
Yeah. I knew. I'm like, I know this guy.
Yes, me
and
too.
It dawned on me. Yeah. Well, I thought it was just done brilliantly. Really does. Good job.
So great.
I call it the wheel.
Yeah. I don't think so. This is a miss.
This is a miss.
Behold, it's a fork.
I got dead forks right here, baby.
A toilet?
We're not animals. We go outside like humans.
Hancock.
No king.
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes.
Edison, can I be honest with you?
It stinks.
He's gone to the moon ever.
Why not?
It's far. It's too far. It's far.
It's too far. It's too far.
It's too far.
That was a very good one.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Ashley?
I liked, my favorite was the Toyota one, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh,
so you have all these Jones.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Nick Jonas ruins it.
Yes. I love the twist, though, when that last pickup pulls up, you think it's going to be Tom Jones.
Yes.
I thought so, because the music was playing.
Yes.
Right.
You know, it's Tom Jones. It's not unusual playing during the whole commercial.
And you think,
Tommy Lee Jones is great.
Yep.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone.
And I love this song.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You can put this on anything and I'm just going to instantly like it.
Yep. And it looks fun, them romping those, you know, pickups through the snow and whatnot.
It did look fun.
Yeah. I'm going to get mine do the same thing.
I love Tommy Lee Jones's comment to the Jonas Kid.
Here it is.
Jonas? Yeah, it's keeping up with the Jonases now.
Try to keep up. Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
It just takes off, yep.
I love him.
Yep, it was a perfect take by him. It really, really was.
Yeah, yeah. The most important question on all of our minds right now
is...
what was the Super Bowl spread like at Joe Linta's house?
Ah, yes.
NFL agent Joe Linta on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What was on your Super Bowl table?
Very fortunate to have our former quarterback, TJ, my son, who's now a barbecue master, coming in and doing his specialty pork butt.
Pork butt.
Specialty pork butt. Rump.
Specialty. Not just any butt. But
packed in butt water.
And lots of other accoutrements, but the barbecue is pretty good, especially when it's done right out in your back porch.
Nice. Jeez. That's you win.
Yep.
Yeah.
You win.
I toss my wings to you.
Okay, so you
I didn't get any likes on it though. I think I made a mistake and put my own butt and got no likes.
Oh, see? Should put your shoulder in there, not your pork.
That would have been better, the shoulder.
Yep.
All right, so what do you have with the pork butt? What else do you have?
A charcuterie board filled with peaches, black olive spread, taco chips, guac, homemade guac.
Nice.
By,
love guac. Hell yes.
Quarterback.
Wow.
I tried to get my son to do a TV show, The Kitchen Quarterback or something like that, but he wouldn't bite on it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. And say, pass the salt. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you make anything, Joe, or you show up and eat?
No, just a lot of comments during the game. That's all.
There you go.
All I made.
He's commentator.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you win that spread.
Oh, big time. Oh,
wow.
Yep.
Wow. All right, were there any commercials that stuck out in your mind?
I'm with AJ. I thought Larry David was a killer. You got to love that one. And the one I didn't like was the one where the two neighbor guys were, like, doing a mock musical about their cell phone.
Oh, the guys from Scrubs.
Yeah, that's their whole deal, though.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. Yeah.
Like, what marketing person sat there and was, like, you know, on drugs saying, oh, that'll fly. You know, I mean, I just didn't get that.
Yeah.
They were appealing to a certain fan there,
I'm
Joe.
With you. Yeah.
You know, it was a commercial that we were just talking about during the break, is that Meadow and AJ Soprano's commercial.
Yeah, Cadillac, wasn't it? Something like that?
It was another electric car commercial, yeah.
It was Cadillac electric,
I thought
electric,
it was Chevy.
Oh, yeah, Silverado. Silverado, yep.
Yeah.
About 10 seconds and everybody in the room was like, oh my God, Sopranos, you know,
yeah.
It was pretty good.
Exactly. Like, is that Meadow Soprano? Because the theme is playing, so you know, and they're showing the clips.
The exact same route that Tony took, yeah.
With the updated, landmarks, it was very cool.
Yes.
It was very, very cool.
The new New York City skyline, it was really, I got chills. I'm like, oh, wait, are they going to do a Sopranos, you know, a spinoff that's will be good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the discussion. We immediately started talking about the movie. People, like, you know, oh, what did you think of it? Yeah. It was all right.
Nah, that was a great commercial.
The combination, because you don't expect, all right, it's Meadow, and then, but you don't expect who's
going to meet
next.
Yeah.
And then there's AJ, and the emotions in their face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hug. Their faces. That you could see the sadness for whether they're playing themselves or they're playing the characters, the emotion, the sadness for Tony or James being gone, but their love for one another. They only had about a second or two to get that on the screen, and man, was it there!
Did a
and
great
they,
job.
They didn't even have to speak; it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
That was really a well done commercial. All right, let's talk about that other thing that happened last night.
Well, the game, right?
Oh, right, yeah! Yeah!
It was a game, too.
NFL agent Joe Linta on the phone. So where do you want to start? Cooper Kupp.
Well, there's a guy that not a lot of people knew about. I mean, he wasn't, especially in the East, and, you know, he's not a household word, but, man, the guy's good. I remember when he got drafted, he came from a small school called Eastern Washington, and he was a third-round draft pick, and he got hurt early in his career, and just had an unbelievable year. He got named Offensive Player of the Year the other night at the awards show on television. And he's an amazing player. He's not exceptionally fast. He's not the fastest guy you'll ever see, but runs amazing routes, tremendous hands, and a little bit Amish in his MVP acceptance speech, I thought.
Yeah, we have that. He is very humble.
I don't feel deserving of this. I mean, God is just so good. I'm just so thankful for the guys I get to be around, for the coaches, for my family. Just, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, he said that a couple times. I don't know what to say.
Just say thank you, walk away.
I don't think they let you walk away.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. That went on so long.
Yeah.
And the quarterback's playing with his kids. And he thinks, oh, it's my time to talk now. And he stands up and they cut to commercials. Like the quarterback never got a chance to speak.
But I'm the quarterback.
The worst camera work of the whole show, I thought, was showing Andrew Whitworth's underarms about 3 or 4 times. That was really gross.
Is it an Aaron commercial or what here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the sexy, especially when it's a 330-pound offensive lineman.
Gigantic human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, it compounds it.
Yeah, you don't want that.
The Bengals' protection, what do you think?
I know what they're going to do in the draft this year, I can tell you that. They did a good job in the first half, giving Burrow a little bit of time to throw and whatnot, but the second half it really broke down. And the Rams' defensive line is really good. Aaron Donald, Floyd, the defensive end, and Vaughn Miller. But Aaron Donald really came through. In the second half, I thought the difference in the whole game was, there's an old adage as coaches, you say big guys make big plays in big games. And you think about their three big guys, Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald, all three of those guys were incredibly instrumental in the fourth quarter. Because up until the fourth quarter, it's like, who the heck is going to be the MVP of this game?
Right.
And you really nobody had really stood out at that point. I was thinking, even at the end, if the Bengals had won, I don't know who the Bengals MVP would have been.
Right.
True.
Yeah, that was who knew we'd get 7 close games?
Well, that was an amazing playoff run. All, as you said, 7 games, crazy how good they all were. I mean, I've never seen that in my lifetime of, like, that many games coming down to the end. And this game, again, minute 25, Bengals got that kickoff with a minute 25 and 2 timeouts left. And you're thinking, hey, all they got to do is go about 40 yards because this kicker that they have is pretty big time.
I like that he stayed out for the halftime show.
There's number 2 right there. Hey, how you doing?
They're all in getting instructions. Rah, rah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move. He's like,
I know my job.
Snoop Dogg.
All you got to do is got to kick the ball. That's it.
He's like, yeah, you hold it, I kick it. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
If anybody should stay out, it would be him.
Kickers are different dudes. That's a whole other concept. But, you know, they only had to get to the 40-yard line or so to have a legitimate chance to tie the game up. And, you know, right away they got down to, I think, the 50 or so, or 48. And I thought the play calling was kind of crapo at that point. They should have run the ball. They had 2 timeouts on first down, second down. And then they get to third down. They can't make it on a running play. And then in fourth down, they have no backs in the backfield. They're 5 wide, and all they had to do is throw like a little 2-yard check down to like the inside receiver or tight end. But all of the guys ran 8-10-yard routes, except for the running back who was picked up right away. But the other 4 guys were running 8-10-12-yard routes, and they had no chance to complete the pass because of the pressure.
That when I saw the fourth down, I said, because I know that guy, number 99, who's like, the best player in the league.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Who said, well, I might retire if I win the Super Bowl. I'm like, this is it. This is, it all comes down to this. And I know I'm going to see him.
Yeah.
Top of Burrows right
now. Yep.
I knew they didn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about Cooper Kupp. I almost felt like he could have been the MVP of the game too. Mm-hmm. Especially for, as Joe mentioned, like the second half, it was just a different defense out there.
Yeah.
Well, that last drive when he caught the balls and they were nickel and dime in the, ball down the field, and the touchdown pass was just a great play. You can't even blame the defense on that one. But, you know, controversial holding or interference at the end. I thought the guy, there was enough there to call it. But the referees, if you notice, like when there was a scuffle, the referees don't want to be that guy that throws the flag for, like, you know, unsportsmanlike or something like that. So they really did a good job of letting the guys play last night, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that call was questionable, and it's such an important call. I mean, they got a new set of downs there to change the turn up.
Yeah.
The outcome of the game. I thought, if you're going to let people pull on face masks and look the other way, mm-hmm. how do you call that one right now at this point in the game?
That face mask.
That was weird.
Ugh.
They both could have gone the way they did or the opposite way. But, you know, Joe Burrow had that chance in a minute to have that Joe Montana moment. And it just, it was a combination of the play calling. And the other thing that's noteworthy in the game is Beckham out of the game. Their tight end is their second best receiver. He didn't play at all. Beckham made it to the second quarter. Stafford had his ankle crunched, if you saw that. He's going to be one hurting puppy this morning. I'm sure he got sterilized after the game, but I think he's going to be really hurting. Joe Burrow, who knows if his knee's okay. I mean, those guys just play on completely on adrenaline in that situation.
What about that really overly excited acceptance speech from the Rams owner?
I thought it was somebody announcing bananas were 39 cents a pound. I've never seen less emotion from a guy. And Sean McVay is like the 6-year-old at Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a contradiction in energy. And he wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy was mad he had to stay up so late, you know, because it was just really, I've never seen less emotion on an acceptance speech.
NFL agent Joe Lint is on. Did you have any guys on either team?
Just one guy in the Bengals, and so it wasn't a happy night for that. But, the fact that they made it there was a pretty big deal, you know what I mean, for them to be. And the NFL loves the parody of this. Two teams that, in the beginning of the year, you may not have thought would have gotten there, especially the Bengals, and they do. So that really adds to the excitement of the league.
There was no Tom Brady montage or anything. Did you find that weird?
Not since he said you never know the other day about coming back. So,
Yeah, they're not going to
bother. Somebody was in the editing room 76 hours into it. Like, oh, son of a.
You know what? Screw him.
Yeah.
I'm going to lunch.
Yeah. Damn it.
Cancel the montage.
Oh, damn it.
Other thing in the broadcast, too, is, I don't know if you guys realize or not, Al Michaels is 77 years old, and he does an amazing job for as old as he is. I think he's a treasure to what he broadcasts the game. He's in complete control. He does a really good job.
And, so good.
I don't know how longer he's going to do it, but he looks a lot younger than he is. But
well, he's going to do it. But where he's going to do it is the question. Yeah. Is it Amazon? Is it ESPN's making a run for him now? So he was in discussions with Amazon. Amazon's going to have Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's in discussions with them. And then a later rival to the negotiations, ESPN, wants him for Monday Night Football.
The broadcasters now, the pay they're getting is rivaling almost quarterback level pay. I mean, it's crazy.
$1 million per game.
What
is what Tony Romo gets, and now I heard that Al Michaels is asking for that.
Oh my God!
$1 million a game.
Al Money Michaels.
It is hard to do, man. It is really hard to do.
You got
to
know your stuff.
You got to know the names.
And there's longevity. You can't just put someone in there and wait for them to grow.
No.
I can do nicknames.
You have to just come right in. I mean, Al Michaels, Monday Night Football with Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back. History.
Howard Cosell back in the first game in 1970.
Was it Al Michaels in that booth?
No. Howard Cosell was the originator of it. And then, there's been a lot of great guys in that booth, and he's probably the best, I think.
I think he's the best. I think Joe Buck's very, very good, but Al Michaels is the best.
Yeah.
And him and Chris Collinsworth together are just, they're magical. They're really very, very good.
He does a good job of storytelling. He brings you the score and the time and all the relevant facts at a good, his timing is impeccable, the way he brings facts into the broadcast.
One of the reasons why I think Al Michaels goes to Amazon is because they grabbed the executive producer of football, Sunday Night Football in America, or whatever the hell NBC calls it. They grabbed him and they brought him over to Amazon. And Al Michaels is all about the people he works with. He's like, you got to have all of these people in sync.
Yeah.
He compared it to a band. Like everyone, he said the, what did he say? The game is the melody. And the analysts are the lyrics. And he goes, you have to have that all play together. So it'd be interesting to see if he goes over there. Isn't that weird? Wouldn't that be weird to watch?
You can call bad broadcasting when you listen to some other games and some of these younger football players that they're bringing into the booth. Now you could just see they're like, the brain's not working, or the mouth isn't working as fast as their brain is, and they're confused, and it's just Al Michaels, you just don't, it's just amazing how well he is, and how on script he is, and what he does.
Well, you know what's funny? You don't know how good people are when you're watching them do it, but you know right. when you're watching someone who's not good.
When you're missing them.
You see yeah. a difference, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. When a game comes on, I'm like, oh, boy.
What else, this guy?
Yeah, these people aren't great.
Weren't you just playing like last year?
You know immediately. So
nice suit, though.
Well, Joe, fun season. What do you do now? You go after all these new players? You start signing contracts? Well, what do you do?
We've signed our class of guys for this year, so now we have they have the scouting combine in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks, so we go out there, and then in the month of March, you have all these what they call pro days, where the NFL scouts come in and work the players out. We actually signed a local kid who's a very good player from Sacred Heart. His name is Julius Chestnut. And he's probably going to get drafted this year, but a really good player, probably late round draft pick. But so we go to their pro days, and then the draft comes in April, and then it's a year round thing, really.
Man,
huh?
Well,
busy, busy, busy.
If your son's cooking and you want to invite some people over,
right.
You have our numbers.
We'll eat some, we'll eat some butt.
I will invite you all over for the bobsled finals from the Olympics.
I'll nice.
All right.
I'm there, man.
Joe Linta, NFL agent. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Two sisters got into a drunken half-naked brawl at Disney World.
Ashley, was that you?
Sorry, guys.
One is 29. The other's 31. They're both from Jersey. And they were having dinner with their family. Then they went to an Irish pub for drinks.
Whoops.
Okay.
That's where it got ugly, right?
All right.
Had a few too many. They were trying to get home around midnight, but their phone died. So a security guard called them an Uber. But the Uber driver refused to take them because they were so drunk.
Wow.
Damn. That's when you know you had too much, when an Uber driver says, I don't think so.
Yeah, two drunken girls. I'm not taking them home.
That's drunk. A lot of use.
Most guys' dreams.
I mean, Uber's in existence because of drunk people.
Yeah. You know? He was named by someone, Uber.
The whole idea behind it is like, oh, I'm sorry. You're too much there.
Yeah, I mean, a drunk person name is supposed to be cab, Uber. Okay, that's close enough.
That was a quick assessment. Of like, nope. Yeah. You're not going to pay for the incidentals if you vomit all over this.
Yeah, really.
No way.
Go puke in my Uber.
Wow. Then the two sisters turned on each other for some reason. This is your fault. You're too drunk. I'm not too drunk.
It's because of you, you drunk bitch.
There you go, crying again.
I'm tired of you crying.
Never gotten in a fight with my sister and taken off my clothes.
Yet.
The older one called the younger one a bad mom. Oh, boy.
You're a bad mom. Oh, that's it. That's when the clothes came off.
Yeah, what? How do we get there?
Well, I don't know. That's like, what
guys,
I'm saying.
Like guys with like their watch off and their shirt off. I don't want to ruin this good shirt over here with your blood on it.
The older one called the younger one a bad mom and slapped her.
Oh, see, yeah,
then they
words.
Started throwing punches. And at some point, the younger sister puked on the ground.
Oh, prevent belly hit.
This sounds like a nice family trip to Disney to me.
It does.
The happiest place on earth.
It was.
Security tried to separate them, but they got free.
It's Disney security. They have mouse ears on. What are they going to do?
Okay, hold on.
You guys stop that.
We're getting to the good part here. Okay. Focus. So, one pukes. They're fighting.
Yep.
Security. They're throwing punches. Right. One pukes. Security pulls them apart. They break free from security, start running at each other. One slips in the puke.
It's now a new ride at Disney. It's the puke plume.
Fell into the bushes.
Oh, God.
Fell into the bushes. With the legs kicking out. Beep, 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 beep.
So the younger sister took off her dress.
Because there's puke on it?
We're guessing.
Okay.
Right. We're just guessing now. We don't know.
Or it's really hot. Or I got to top my sister who slipped in puke.
Did you get to the security questioning part yet?
So all she had on were underwear and sandals.
Underwears and sandals.
No bra.
Oh.
And they continued to fight.
Okay.
This version doesn't have security asking questions.
No?
When the deputies questioned the younger sister, the report said she only wanted to talk about how she did not like her other sister's boyfriend.
And that'll work out for you, good?
Oh, their names aren't in this story. Are they in that story?
I'm looking.
I want to talk to them. I like these two already.
Yeah, they got to be sober by now.
Tell this story forever.
Just the visual alone.
Not in this one.
Damn it.
So the 31-year-old must be the mom, right?
Could be.
Not necessarily.
No, yeah. I know, but yeah. I'm guessing.
The younger one could be a mom.
Wait, the older one called the younger one a bad mom.
They could both. They could both be moms.
They could both be moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the younger one's not going to take any more crap from her older sister. So I'll show you. I'll puke on the floor. And you'll slip in it. Oh, man. You know, there's got to be security footage. Disney's like so camera'd up. There's got to be camera footage of this.
They were
flight.
On a trip to Disney, but they were not at Disney.
Damn it.
Disney Springs. Yeah.
Oh, Disney Springs.
Damn it.
So it's
what is that, like a hotel for Disney guests?
No, it's like a shopping center.
Yeah, outdoor.
Oh, there's got to be cameras then.
There's a great whole restaurant scene there.
Is it the fight you want to see or the topless?
I want to see the fight. I want to see the girl sliding the puke and going to the bushes.
I'm with AJ. I do. I want to see this.
It's got to be funny.
Because, you know, when you're throwing a punch at four people because you're seeing quadruple.
You can aim for one in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't believe
them.
Missing. The official report says that Disney does not have video surveillance of the brawl.
Oh, come on.
There's no way.
They got pictures of everything. Yeah,
there's no way. There's
not,
no way.
They're not releasing it.
There's a 0% chance that's accurate.
That is true. Because they would be... not them.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm.
They should just say, we have it, but you're never going to see it.
Right. This is going in the vault.
Yeah.
This is a Christmas party.
So yeah, Disney Springs is cool because you don't need to buy a ticket to get there. So you can walk around, get like the Disney experience a little bit without spending like a ton of money to walk into a park.
Or
there's no rides or anything.
Waiting
really,
in line,
but...
yeah.
That sounds like the Disney experience right there. Oh, I want to have these girls on the show.
Yeah, I don't see their name mentioned.
No, I can't find it either.
Did a good job concealing. That's Disney.
I do like this article here. Two sisters get in a fight, .. who are both adults, ..
That is great. Yeah.
But don't act like adults, ..
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.